It's been a month since armed militants took over the headquarters of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon. The occupation is now down to just 4 people, fenced in by law enforcement checkpoints. It feels like the endgame, but that hasn't done much to get rid of the stress it's causing people who live nearby. NPR's Martin Kasi reports that stress erupted yesterday in the form of a huge shouting match on the steps of the county courthouse.
Burns, Oregon is a small town, about 2,700 people. So it's not every day that you see 400 or 500 people out on the street screaming at each other. Here's what led up to this scene. A week ago, the FBI made its move against the leaders of the occupation, arresting them out on a stretch of lonely highway. During that operation, law enforcement shot and killed a militant named Lavoy Finicum, causing outrage among sympathizers all across the West. So they started flocking to Burns to show their displeasure with the FBI. They planned a big rally outside the courthouse, but when they got there, they came up against a wall of local people. It wasn't the reception that Barbara Berg expected. She's an anti-government protester from Nevada who until this moment believed that most of the community supported the militants.
This is the first I've seen, but I also want to know how many of them live here, how many of them are paid actors.
The self-styled patriot groups regrouped and got out their bullhorn.
We're all Americans.
Yeah!
We are all Americans here, okay?
That's B.J. Soper, one of the leaders of a group called the Pacific Patriots Network. He tried to explain to the locals that his organization just wants to rein in an overly aggressive government.
We want your community and the people accountable for the death of Lavoy Finicum held accountable because they are as guilty as the FBI that pulled the trigger.
Now, it should be pointed out here that people in Burns agree with a lot of what the patriot groups have to say. Locals are tired of the heavy police and FBI presence here since the takeover at the refuge. And most people here do think the federal government overreaches, especially when it comes to environmental rules and land use. But they're also sick of outsiders hanging around trying to start a movement.
I don't know who to wave to anymore.
That's local resident Nancy Fine.
You have to kind of look and say, well, is that a friend or is that someone who doesn't belong here, doesn't live here, and has come here to make trouble.
Fine says one sure way of identifying an outsider is a prominently displayed sidearm. She shoots a scornful glance at a trio of men standing in front of her, their arms crossed, their holsters hanging out.
We all have guns, but none of us wear them on their hip and kind of flaunt them around. That we consider that extremely rude and ungentlemanly at best.
To many here, flaunted guns represent a deeper shift. There's always been tension here over the role of the federal government, just as in the rest of the rural West. But the tensions didn't seem extreme. In fact, locals thought they'd made some progress hammering out compromises with federal agencies. But now there's a harder edge to things, according to Leon Peelstick.
I was having a heated discussion with a good friend of mine. Well, we had to stop and get back on, so we're on the same footing, because you can't have that kind of arguments. We can't be tearing a community apart.
Peelstick is carrying a sign that says, "Reunite Harney County." But nearby, 2 women say they're not sure that's possible anymore. One of them says the community has been flooded in testosterone, as she puts it. And the other, Donna Clark, says the effects of that will linger.
We need the outside people to go home so we can start to heal.
And we've had enough of that.
Yeah.
We've had enough of it.
And it's going to be a long, hard process.
Martin Kasti, NPR News, Burns, Oregon.